FM.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend.
I would've known that.
Can't get you out. Having some radio trouble?
message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Damn it. Dave Green McVitie back on the scene, coming to you live from WMFO in Medford. Who's this guy, you ask? I'm a proud member of the Brotherhood of Basketball and a rotisserie chicken enthusiast. Most importantly, I'm constantly searching for A-list jams, which I will belt out and dance wildly to whenever they come on.
God bless you. Michelle rocks. Smart, funny, and friendly. I love hanging with her. In fact, last night, we were reflecting on the week. So imagine my surprise when she cuts me off, pushes me straight back in the chest, and snarls.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Excuse me? I couldn't believe my ears. And she just walks away. She turns back to me. Well, shucks. Why didn't you just tell me sooner?
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delish.
Fergalicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Fergalicious, so delicious. But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Fergalicious. Taste it.
Fergalicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm Fergalicious.
So delicious.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch. What a guy, so delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Fergalicious.
Hold up. Check it out.
Cheap.
brothers gather round, always looking at me up and down, looking at my. I just wanna say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't wanna take it, man. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat. But I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, cause they say she delicious.
So delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses, that puts them boys on rock, rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
Go.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are glad you're back with us. I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell. And here in the studio today, we've got a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Zachy Klieger. Thank you guys for having me. Big fan of the show.
But that's not what I want to call you.
Z-Man? Is that what you're referring to?
Let's do it. So Z-Man's in studio with us, and we're just going to give you a brief outline of where we're going to go today. I'm very excited to start things off with Initials, a game inspired by my favorite radio show and now podcast, the Power Trip Morning Show, based in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And we'll follow it up with some hyperbole, some familiar bits that we did last week, WTFSIA, Two Truths and a Lie, and a Jam.
And finally,
Shell's Six Picks.
Which,
and David's a dick.
I will very responsibly and thoughtfully critique. Hope you enjoy it. Back, everybody. My name is David Green McVitie for the third time this show, and I'm extremely excited to rip off my favorite segment of the Power Trip Morning Show. It's called the Initials Quiz, and it features four contestants today, all of whom are extremely smart, witty, and hopefully quick thinking. But they're all going to attempt to come up with answers to clues. There will be 12 subjects for each of there will be 12 subjects, and each of them will share the same initials. Starting with the first subject, I might say, let's say the I will introduce the show by saying the initials are, and I'm not going to tell you guys yet, but when I do, I might say MJ. My first clue might be, was one of the largest pop stars of our time. Although it's clearly a giveaway, as soon as I say that, you guys would ring in by saying your name. So, somebody take a shot.
Michelle.
Michelle?
Emily?
Michelle beat you. Michelle, what is it?
It's David McVitie.
That's wrong. Emily, you have a guest?
No.
Okay.
Give us one.
So I'm glad you guys got that wrong, because now I go to the second clue, and you guys will be tipped off by. Oh.
Clue number two.
After which I might say, Thriller was his biggest album.
Michael Jackson. Oh, sorry, Michelle.
Unfortunately, Michelle already rang in, though, for this one, so she wouldn't be able to.
Someone else take Zachy. It away.
Zachy,
I think you're referring to Michael Jackson.
Boom. And so Zachy gets point number one. So now we'd stick with MJ, but now I might say was recently the subject of a crying internet meme.
Zachy.
Oh, Ian beat you to it, Zachy.
Ian's quick that way.
Michael Jordan.
Boom. So now the score would be 1 for Ian to 1 for Zachy to 0 for Michelle and Emily, respectively. And after 12 subjects, after 12 of these rounds, we see who comes out on top.
All righty.
Let's do it.
That sounds great. Today's initials are SC.
SC.
Clue number 1.
SC.
Zachy.
Zachy,
I'm gonna guess. Can you guess before the clue?
You're gonna lose your turn.
I think you're thinking of Stephen Colbert.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Clue.
Wait, is it S or F?
S as in Samuel. C as in cat.
Is it Samuel Cat? No, I'm just kidding. Samuel Cat.
Born in 1969.
Ian's freaking out because his phone just stopped working.
Oh, no.
So we need to... Okay, are you going to call back in?
Ian, are you there?
Yeah, it sounds like he's back.
I don't hear him.
Ian, check in.
He's calling from his house phone.
Can you call back again? It's just, it's not...
Yeah, he's going to call back.
All right, sounds good. And you know what I think we'll do, guys? I think we will, just have Ian call back. We'll figure it out from there.
Can you clarify if it's S as in Frank or S as in snake?
The latter. Snake.
Snake. Okay, awesome. It's SC. SC.
All right, I'm back.
Great.
All right.
From the house phone. I'm calling from the landline here in Maine.
We still have those?
Oh, yeah, up in Maine, definitely. Definitely.
It's coming through loud and clear. All right, guys. We are going to resume the initials game. The initials for this week are SC. And prior to any clues, Zachy wagered Stephen Colbert, which was incorrect. So clue number 1 was born in 1969.
Clue number 2
is a sports agent.
Oh, no.
I'm with you.
Clue number 3.
As a couple, he and his wife are now worth over $1 billion.
Ian, come on.
Ian. Sean Carter.
Sean Carter is correct. That... For those of you who aren't,
and familiar. Guys, that's Jay-Z.
That's
yeah,
Jay-Z.
I know. But I hope you're going to eventually get to the hip hop stuff.
All right, here is subject number 2.
Clue number 1
is more often spelled as one word, and when used as two words, is often used in reverse order.
Clue number 2.
Was heavily involved in the transatlantic slave trade.
Clue number 3.
Almost half of the world's harvest comes from Brazil.
Oh, Emily.
Emily.
Sugarcane?
Correct.
Woo!
Emily with 1, Ian with 1. Medford, 0.
Of course she gets the international clues.
Subject number 3.
Clue number 1.
Born in 1959.
Clue number 2.
Worth over $300 million.
Clue number 3.
Has been a mentor to groups such as One Direction, even though he himself was never a performing artist.
Clue number 4.
Was a part of the most popular primetime show for 7 years until 2011.
Zachy.
Zachy.
I'm going to say Simon Cowell, but thinking about a couple of the clues that wouldn't really match up.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, can I take it back?
Five. Oh, no way.
Come on, stick with it.
No.
All right, I'll stick with it based on the response.
You responded well. Simon Cowell is correct.
I didn't think he was that old.
Don't remind him. Number four.
Sucks. Clue. Number one.
His first name is Wardell.
Is what?
Clue number two.
Clue number one was his first name is Wardell, spelled
Wardell.
Wardell, spelled Wardell.
Interesting.
Clue number two.
He is named after his father.
Clue number three.
He attended college in North Carolina, but dropped out after 3 years.
Clue number four.
His endorsement deal with Under Armour includes equity in the company.
Clue number five.
In many people's opinion, he was the best player on the NBA's best team this last year.
Michelle. Oh, it's... close one.
And now for the first time we get into the technicality that your name is your buzzer. So although Michelle had it on the tip of her tongue, I think I heard Zachy before Michelle, who may now cry in the studio.
Sorry,
and made me regret that decision.
I may get it wrong, but I don't think I will. I think
you're not going to get it wrong.
The answer is Steph Curry.
Zachy now has two. Ian's one and Emily's one.
And Shell zero.
I thought of it before that clue. I should have
100%.
Michelle, you have 0 points.
Yes.
Hey, Ian.
Wait, what did you
say? I own this show. I can cut you off.
Number five.
Okay.
Clue. Number one.
After graduating from the University of Missouri, she initially worked as an elementary school music teacher.
Clue number two.
Has performed with the Rolling Stones, Michael Jackson, Prince, Eric Clapton, among many others.
Ian. Cheryl Crow.
Ding! Well done, my man.
Ah.
Let's rock.
Well, I don't know if this next guy does, but...
Clue number one.
Was born August 25th. Get this, 1930. And I say that because once he is revealed, it'll impress you guys.
Okay. Clue number two.
Was knighted by the Queen in July 2000.
Clue number three.
People magazine named him the sexiest man alive in 1989. That is when he was 59 years old.
Zachy. Is it Sir Ben Kingsley?
Incorrect.
SC, not SK.
Oh.
What?
Oh, they're all of these names are SC. Yeah. I didn't even realize. Okay. Makes sense.
The game's called initials.
Emily. Sean Connery
is correct. All right, let's review scores. Emily with two.
Oh, Ian's son cut off again. He's coming back. But you can review the fact that
I just won. Recap the score.
All right, Emily with two, Ian with two, Zachy with two, Michelle with zero, though. In my
no,
heart.
Michelle with zero.
Yeah, Ian, we can hear you.
Okay.
Dope. Number seven.
Clue number one.
Has existed for over 200 years.
Clue number two.
Includes no professional sports teams.
Zachy. South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
South Carolina is correct.
Oh, I had that one.
Now that I got this SC rule down, I feel pretty good.
Which leads us...
That was the one that was on my mind the entire game.
Which leads us to number eight.
Clue number one.
Home to thousands of lions.
Clue number two.
Is fittingly located in Center County of the state in which it is.
Clue number three.
Given the university within it, it's a bit of a misnomer.
Zachy. Southern California.
Southern California is incorrect.
Clue number four.
Is often referred to as Happy Valley.
Clue number five.
Home to Penn State University.
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle.
State College, Pennsylvania.
State College is correct. Michelle's on the board. Well done, you guys.
Hey, what's the score? Who got that last one before that?
Zachy got that one. So scores are Michelle with one, Zachy with
three,
Emily with
two,
and you have two as well.
Ian has two.
Yeah.
What do you have, Dave? You're not.
Zachy, get out of the studio.
I
have the answers to all
well.
Of
yeah.
these
oh,
clues.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Clue.
Dude, how
one.
Are you winning?
Yeah.
Studied telecommunications and drama at Indiana University and New York University.
Clue number two.
She began her career writing television shows for Nickelodeon.
Clue number three.
Her best-known book was on the New York Times bestseller list for 60 consecutive weeks.
Her what?
Clue number four.
Just to repeat that, her best-known book was on the New York Times bestseller list for 60 consecutive weeks. And then clue number four is she adapted her most famous book into a film herself.
Clue number five.
She's the author of The Hunger Games.
I can't even remember what her last name is.
Damn, I never read that.
Yeah.
Clue number six.
Her last name rhymes with Rollins.
Michelle.
Emily? Oh.
Is it Sarah Collins?
It's not Sarah Collins. Michelle? Excuse
Emily?
Me, Emily.
I was going to say that.
Ian.
Cheryl.
Cheryl, what'd you say?
I said Cheryl Collins.
Cheryl Collins is incorrect.
Zachy.
Ian.
Oh. Ian.
Stephanie Collins.
Oh, Stephanie Collins is also not correct.
Zachy.
Zachy.
Is it Shania Collins?
No. Just to fit nicely on a book cover.
Her parents named her Suzanne.
Oh. Bro. We should have gotten that.
Yeah.
Shania.
And number nine goes untaken.
Have none of us read The Hunger Games?
I've not read them all. I just don't know the name of the author.
Yeah.
It's not something you really look at every time you see
them,
the cover.
Right.
I read them like 5 years ago.
I didn't know she made the movie, though.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Well, she helped adapt
Susan
it.
Susan Collins is a main senator.
Well, there's probably more than one.
Yeah.
That should have been clue number seven.
That should have been.
Number 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Clue number one.
Focuses on theories, but not opinions.
Clue number two.
Participation would likely be mandatory at a liberal arts college.
Clue number three.
Often involves experimentation.
Clue number four.
Your teacher might have a lot in common with Bill Nye.
Michelle. Is it science class?
Science class is correct.
No.
I was thinking science. I just couldn't come up with a C.
Well, let us see. What scores we got going into the final two clues?
Wow. Two.
Wow.
Michelle's got two.
This is neck and neck.
Zachy has three.
Three, correct.
Ian?
Two.
Two for Ian, and Emily has two as well. Am I correct?
Yep.
Couldn't I have gotten like a half point for getting Collins right? On Hunger Games?
We all got Collins right, though.
But yeah. I said it first.
Yeah, but we all still got it right.
Yeah, because you got it in your head because I said it.
And number 11.
No, because David
said you guys are just guessing female names that begin with S.
Number one.
We all said cause it started with, because it rhymes with Rollins.
You're right.
We didn't get it.
I don't think he gave that to us. What is that?
I'm talking about my-